From NPR Music, this is Alt Latino. I'm Felix Contreras in Washington, D.C.
And I'm Jasmine Garst in Miami, Florida.
Miami. Wait, you were just in Mexico City. Wait a minute.
I'm like Waldo, man. Where's Waldo?
All right. Let's start this new music show with a new track from Ceci Bastida. This is called Cuando Te Tenga.
Que vienes a ver, soy tu madre o tu mujer. Me has visto en el mar correr y correr. No puedes dejarme de ver. Cuando te tenga aquí, no te soltaré. Sé que vienes por mí, aquí te esperé. Cuando te tenga aquí, no te soltaré. Sé que vienes por mí, aquí te esperaré. Sé que es difícil de entender, no sé bien lo que debo hacer. Por la noche tendré que llegar a ti, te vas a acordar de mí. Cuando te tenga aquí, no te soltaré, sé que vienes por mí.
This is such a good song.
You know, this is a really good record. It's her first record since her debut full-length album in 2011. The title of the album is called La Edad de Violencia. And the title...
The Age of Violence.
And the title refers to her musings in her writing on the album, on the violence that she's seen on the border. She also includes references to the Sandy Hook shootings in Connecticut, the Boston Marathon bombings. She's being very reflective and very, very introspective She also wrote this while she was pregnant. She has since had a little girl. And I think that, you know, this record can be seen as her explanation of the world to her newborn daughter.
That makes sense, because what the chorus line is saying is, when you're here, when I have you here. It's almost like she's talking to a baby, when you're here.
We've watched her grow from her initial days in Tijuana with the band Tijuana No, that really powerful first album. And I think this is a high watermark for her in terms of production, in terms of writing. And very, very excited to see a new album. And she's doing a little bit of touring on this album. She's being able to spread the word and spread the music to her fans and hopefully create some new fans along the way.
That's awesome. I really like this. I really like the opening of this song. I have to listen to the album. Send it over.
I will.
Stop hogging album.
Okay. Next up, something you brought in by a band called Former Astronauts.
I think I've announced officially on the show that I'm having a love affair with Puerto Rican music. The Puerto Rican music scene.
We've noticed.
It's just so diverse. It almost reminds me of, like, I don't know, like this explosion of creativity kind of reminds me of La Movida Madrileña in Spain in the 80s and 90s. Just an explosion of creativity coming out of a crisis. And anyway, I discovered this band through an awesome online magazine that everyone who wants to know more about Puerto Rican music should check out. It's called Puerto Rico Indie, and it's Former Astronauts. It's a trio from Aguadilla, Puerto Rico. Astronauts is a word that I have a lot of trouble saying in English.
So don't keep repeating it. It's okay. We get
people
it.
Have been into space. I love the title of the EP, but you gotta hear the song first before you realize why I love it.
Canción para que seas mía. Llevo tiempo sin verte. Me pregunto si te hago falta. Pues claro que no. Y probablemente la estás pasando bien con otro. Vente. Seguro que terminará igual que yo.
What do you think of that?
You know, thanks to you, I'm just being so exposed to the variety of music coming out of Puerto Rico completely define expectations and define what people think about it. It's so vibrant. I really appreciate all the stuff you're bringing in.
And this is from their upcoming EP, Uplifting Downers. it's a really appropriate name because, so this is actually lyrically a really sad song. It's about a guy who's in love and the girl could not care less. And he's like, I wonder what you're doing. You're probably having a great time with some poor jerk who doesn't even know what kind of a person you are. but melodically, it's really uplifting. And so I think it's a really awesome title for an EP because it's like a bunch of sad songs that are actually really fun.
And an awesome title for the song, Tonto Corazón.
Stupid heart. What do we have next?
I am really intrigued by this next track, Cocaina by Pilar Arcos.
The audio on this is not very good because it's a song from 1927. And I'll explain why I'm playing it and why I'm just so into this song. This is Pilar Arcos, La Cocaina.
Ni fe, pero sin saber por qué, el cruel me abandonó. Le buscaba sin cesar, entre copas de champán, y olvidar así quería mi más ardiente y loco afán. Busqué placer en el licor, busqué calma mi cruel. Al hombre que tanto amaba, cuando el placer ya vi marchar, cuando el amor ya vi alejar, fue la cocaína un consuelo para mi anhelo mejor.
Okay, what's the story behind that track?
I've been really getting into two things lately. One is Latin American vinyl. I've really been rediscovering that in Mexico, Latin American artists on vinyl. But also, you know, as I cover more news stories for NPR, I've been getting really interested in the history of the drug trade in Latin America. But I'm talking like way before Pablo Escobar in the 80s. I'm talking about stuff like the opium trade through Mexico during Prohibition. This song doesn't talk about Prohibition specifically. The woman who's singing is Pilar Arcos. She's a Cuban singer. And in the song, she's heartbroken about this guy. And she's so heartbroken, she starts drinking. And eventually she starts doing a lot of cocaine. Now, keep in mind, this song is from the 1920s, okay? And she talks about how she eventually does so much coke, she goes crazy and stabs her boyfriend. There's a narrative in which people tend to see drugs and drug trafficking as very much belonging to this century and the last half of the previous century. But there's just something so salacious about the lyrics. You know, she's singing, I looked for pleasure in liquor. You know, this man I loved so much, and when he went away, when I saw my love go away, I took consolation in cocaine. I mean, you don't expect that from a 1920s singer. But at the same time, you know, a lot of the music from that era, like, you know, tango. Tango is just super, it's just talking about this dark, nefarious underworld. So I don't know. I'm just really into it. Sorry, I had to nerd out.
Well, you know, keep in mind that cocaine was legal.
Right.
You know, so that it is part of, you know, you do a little, what they call snuff or whatever they called it back then. You can do a little bit of that. You can have a drink. Even opium for a while was legal before, you know, government started cracking down on it. And you're right, it does open a very historical window and gives us a lot of context into the current drug trade and trafficking and all that. That nice touch, man. I really like that track. Thanks for
bringing
that one.
Yeah, and again, if listeners, I'm starting to read a little bit about what the U.S. Prohibition era meant for Mexico, where, you know, a lot of, like, Americans would just come down to the to Mexico to indulge, you know, in what they couldn't indulge in the U.S. and kind of what that meant for border towns in Mexico on the Mexican side. So if listeners have suggestions for great books about this or songs about this, send them my way because I'm starting to really fall in love with this topic.
Okay, let's hop in our time machine and go from the early in the last century to right now. This is a new track from the band Quetzal. They've got a great new album out called Quetzanimales. We're going to hear the intro, the very first track on the album, and a track called Rooster. I'm really liking this record.
Geeky.
Can I say badass on the radio? These guys are badass. Quetzal has been around, like I said, for a while. So creative. Such a creative force they've been doing for such a long time. This new album is jam-packed. I think, again, another high watermark this week. This thing is jam-packed with some of, the, I think, their finest writing, their finest performing, and the overall concept. Our producer, Saraya Muhammad, just told me from behind the glass that this song reminds her of a morning, like the start of the day. And the track is called Rooster. And she says, how do they do that? How do they do that? What are those elements? You know, the harmonies, the banjo, the rhythm. What was it that created that? That's how good these guys are. I mean, they create...
Not to mention the fact that you are deathly afraid of roosters.
Well, that's another story.
And you still love this song. I have seen you scream. Can I say... like a little bitch.
Yeah.
A rooster or a tiny chicken and you still love this story.
I do. Okay. We'll get into that some other time. But we'll come back to Quetzal. Let's get back to the album. The band has been part of the Southern California scene. And you know, a lot of the bands that we play, the new Jarocho revivalist, they look to this band as like padrinos in a way. You know, like they were the ones out there making this music early on and mixing these different Mexican folk elements with rock, with soul, with R&B. You know, hats off to these guys. Looking forward
That's
to this
so
record.
Awesome, Fee.
Okay.
Good for you for confronting your fears.
Okay.
I want to say we just recently passed a very important date. Alt Latino turned 4 years old.
On June 15th.
We are a 4-year-old show. And I think after 4 years of being together, I have decided to ask you to be my wife. That's the name of the next song. My wife. Check it out. I want to know what you think about the bass, especially the bass.
If you are the one, who cares if you need a son? Just be my wife. Duchess be my wife. Just be my wife.
Man, you know, what kind of woman can resist that kind of proposal?
Yeah. You know, there's an Argentine band called Nelumbo. It's off of their debut album titled 40 Degrees, which is about how hot it's going to be pretty soon in Argentina, in Buenos Aires especially. And I love what guitarist Juan Sanguinetti is doing. Those twangs, they really hooked me. And now, you know, now that I'm listening to it again, it has a very Leonard Cohen, right?
That's a straight out 12-bar blues thing, man, with the acoustic bass. And yeah, that guitar is what we call tasty. Like, it's not overpowering. It's complementing the vocal. It's adding to the mood. It's very accomplished. He's a very good player. And he doesn't have to play all these notes. He just plays the emotion. And that just adds to the whole feel of the song. I mean, how could any woman turn down a request like that to be my
wife? So what you're saying is yes.
I'm saying yes.
Another 4 years.
One of the bands.
What you got next?
One of the bands we've been playing during our 4 years here is one of our favorites, Chancha Villa Circuito, and I'm so excited you brought in a new song from him.
I'm excited. There is a new Chancha Villa Circuito. Chancha Villa Circuito is a DJ from Argentina. In my opinion, he's one of the most talented DJs out there. This DJ is amazing. He caught our attention back in 2010 with the album Rio Arriba. And basically what the guy does is this: he just mixes South American folk, Amazon beats, and more, you know, newer beats. And the result is just, it's not so much danceable as it is haunting. And he's back he'll have a new album soon called Amansada. And here's a new single off of that called Coplita, featuring Miriam Garcia.
Me has de aborrecer.
Isn't this awesome, Fee?
When I talk to people about the show and explain what it is that we're doing and what we've been doing for the last 4 years, I always mention Chancha Villa Circuito as an example of musicians that I'm so envious of because their imaginations know no limits, and his in particular. With this track, all the sonic things I hear, like I hear water in the background. I hear this very folkloric sounding a beat that can be interpreted in 1, 2, 3 or 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You know, it slips either way. All these little electronic and natural things that he brings to the mix, and then that flute thing. Oh my gosh, this is the kind of music I think that is redefining Latino identity all over Latin America. And he's just the nicest, most humblest, quietest guy that when we met him here in Washington.
He really is.
Thank you for bringing that one in. I really like that a lot.
You're welcome.
Jasmine, last week while you were out on assignment, I did a guest DJ with Adrian Quesada, the prolific producer from Austin, Texas. And in that spirit of introducing our listeners to producers that I really like, I'm going to play a track from a band from the East Bay in California, your old stomping grounds. This is a group called Locura. The album's called Dale de Comer. And this is called Dos Lobos. It's produced by a guy named Juan Manuel Caipo. I'll tell you about him and the band a little bit right after we hear the song.
Me siento como si tuviera Don Lobo peleando mi corazón, uno de los dos es un lobo enojado y vengado. El otro está lleno de amor y compasión. Ay, ¿cuál de los dos lobos? Ay, ¿cuál de los dos? Me siento como si tuviera Don Lobo. Ay, con hambre mi corazón, mira cómo estoy. Con el deseo y el dolor, dejándome llevar por estos vientos de rencor. Dime, ¿cuál de los dos lobos ganará la pelea a mi corazón? Aquel que ya alimente, aquel que le dé de comer, aquel que ya alimente, aquel. Dos lobos peleando mi corazón, dos lobos peleando mi corazón, dos lobos peleando mi corazón, dos lobos peleando mi corazón. Se me hace que no estoy sola. Se me hace que está también con la misma cuestión y la misma pregunta de quién le dará de comer. Se me hace que no estoy sola, se me hace que tú también, buscando camino, buscando dirección, te encuentras de nuevo en esta situación, batallando conciencia y la razón, la espera despierta mi corazón. Aquel que ya alimente, aquel que le dé de comer, aquel que ya alimente, aquel que le dé de comer.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say that I think that you can identify the music coming from Southern California and Northern California just based on the particular styles that they incorporate.
Yeah.
And in this one, I think reflects a lot of the music coming out of the Bay Area and Northern California. It's more Afro-Caribbean oriented, whereas in Southern California, it's a little bit more Mexican and folkloric and traditional. This band...
Well, you know what they say, that Southern and Northern California should be actually two different states.
You know, I'm from Northern California and I agree.
I agree wholeheartedly.
I love both. Southern California brothers and sisters, but, you know, it's two different
Very
states.
Very different places.
And I think the music reflects it, and a band like this reflects it too, because you hear a lot of the Afro-Caribbean influence. You hear all the congas, and there's a lot of funk. A lot of funk, in especially in the East Bay, especially coming from Oakland with bands like Tower of Power coming out of that in the 70s. They're very, very, it's a different part of the state, it's a different sound. Juan, as I mentioned, I want to talk a little bit about the producer, Juan Manuel Caipo. He's a guy who was involved in a band called Orishas in the early 90s, and I got to know him then when he was the drummer. He was just the drummer back then, playing in this band, one of the pioneering Bay Area bands in rock and Espanol way back when. And he's continued his dedication to music and learning about the music. And now he's a prolific producer doing all kinds of different styles. There was an album out last year by the band called Macru that he produced that was very folk-oriented, very acoustic, but still very funky. You know, he's the kind of guy who just mixes all of his experiences and brings it to the band, but continues to let the band have their own vision and helps them shape their vision and realize their vision. And in the interest of full disclosure, I have to say that I've met him back in the 90s, and we've stayed friends and, you know, in contact over the years. What I remember, the image I have of him is seeing him at a recent South by Southwest, where I saw him walking down the street in front of the convention center, and he had a bunch of drums and stuff on this little cart, and he's pushing it. I said, "Hey, Manuel, what are you doing?" He says, "I'm going to my next gig. I just finished this one, and then I'm going to this." He had like 5 gigs that week with different bands that he's produced or different bands that he's playing. He's just got music pouring out of him, and he's just so talented, and I just want to give a shout out as a behind-the-scenes kind of guy who is shaping this music that we're listening to these days.
This is awesome, Fee. Thanks for bringing this in.
Okay, next I'm going to play a band from Canada. This is a rock band called the Mariachi Ghost, and one of the things they do very well is these really nice vocal arrangements. So I'm going to play 2 tracks. The first one is a very short version of the Mexican folk song La Llorona, and it's done in a vocal choral arrangement. Very nice. And then I'm going to play a track that has a pre-Columbian name, which I won't even try to say because I'm sure I'll butcher it. Again, this is the Mariachi Ghost from Canada.
Dame tu poder. de mi madre.
Okay, as I said, this band has an interesting story. They are from Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. They have Salvadoran roots. There's a small Salvadoran community in Winnipeg, and they sent me this album through Twitter. They sent me a link to their Bandcamp page. I really like the album. It's a mixture of rock. It's a mixture of jazz and very, very tight and nicely arranged vocals. The story behind this album is that they did this album, they handed it out to friends, and they just sort of put it out there, and they get a call from some family members in El Salvador saying, hey, you guys are all over the radio here. You guys are on the charts over here.
And they El Salvador?
Yeah, in El Salvador, because they didn't send it down there. Someone from that community in Winnipeg took it down and started passing it around. Pretty soon, they're big shots in El Salvador. I love that story.
Wow, that's an awesome story.
Oh, Jasmine?
Yes.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy fourth birthday. We're a toddler. We're 4 years old.
Estas son las mañanitas que cantaba el rey David. Hoy por ser día de tu santo, te las cantamos aquí.
As always, we want to remind you that you can hear all of these songs in their entirety on our website at npr.org/altlatino.
And don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
And always, always, always have our 24/7 stream, Alt Latino Radio, at your fingertips. You can find that at npr.org/music.
That's 4 years of music in one stream. Kind of awesome. Felix,
happy
feliz
birthday.
Cumpleaños.
A happy birthday, Ati.
Venimos todos con gusto y placer a felicitarte. El día en que tú naciste, nacieron todas las flores. En la pila del bautismo, cantaron los ruiseñores. Ya viene amaneciendo, ya la luz del día nos dio. Levántate de mañana, mira que ya amaneció. Pudiera bajarte las estrellas y un lucero para poder demostrarte lo mucho que yo te quiero. Con jazmines y flores este día quiero adornar. Hoy por ser día de tu santo, te venimos